From Jerusalem, this is Baruch Gartner with the Living Aligned Podcast. Teachings from the Hasidic Masters, providing the tools you need to live with greater vitality, connection, and joy. Not only does Rabbi Nachman give us a recipe, 23 to 1, he explains why. Lev Nishba, a broken heart is very good, but it's easy to come from a broken heart into depression. Depression is the worst thing in the world. Both frivolity and depression are bad, but it's easier to become depressed than it is to come into frivolity. And therefore, a person should lean towards joy. 23 to 1. Is there an exception to this recipe? Is there any days during the year where a person can deviate from this tested recipe for life? The answer is there's two very holy days during the year where there's an exception. There's two days during the year because of the holiness that a person can change this recipe. Which days? Well, there's a holy day called Yom Kippur. In that day, a person can be 24 hours of brokenheartedness and not come to depression because of the holiness of the day. But Yom Kippur is only like Purim. Purim is so holy that a person can be 24 hours in joy and not worry about coming to frivolity. And here lies the secret of the joy of Purim. Purim is the most auspicious day of the year to regain our lost joy. In Hashem's ultimate mercy, He gave for us many different ways to approach the problem. What is the problem? We are all in a state of exile, in galus. What's lost? Our joy, which is the divine presence. How do we get her back? Baruch Hashem, in Hashem's great mercy, He gave us multiple portals in order to find her. That we've already talked about the concept of confession, which is part of the tshuva process, which is part of Yeshuvah Das and Hisbaridus. In this beautiful halacha that we started last week, Hilchos Nefilas Apayim, the laws of Tachanun, Rabbi Nosson explains that during the weekdays we say Tachanun, and that's the way that we plummet into the dark side and regain our lost joy by doing something called confession. What is a person doing when he confesses? He's admitting that he missed the mark. He's admitting that he tried to fill his emptiness with something that doesn't work. He's turning around. He's reconnecting. That's what's called tshuva. And when he does that, he literally connects to Hashem on a much more profound level. He's an aspect of a Baal tshuva. But that's the weekday way of doing tshuva. On Shabbos, there is no dark side. Everything is prepared. All we have to do is be present. All we have to do is connect through the joy of Shabbos by eating, drinking, be happy, being with our family, going to shul and praying, and not worrying about our problems, including our spiritual problems. The table's set. Practice that presence and bring it into the weekdays. We're going to talk about today what it has to do with Purim, because Purim is a unique opportunity. The greatest day of the year to gain back our lost joy. There's no greater day in the whole year to do this process. And this is the connection between the joy of Purim and the broken heart. Because just like we talked about this idea that how a person lost his joy, now we're going to have a special, unique way of how we're going to get back that joy, specifically through the fooling around and the drinking of Purim. How does it work? So in order to understand this, let's go to the story of Purim itself. Because in this story, we're going to see exactly what we do was done many years ago by the Jewish people. They were enticed by the other side. They went to a party, much like I talked about going to the movies last week. That while you were giggling and laughing and having a good time, somebody stuck his hand in your pocket and he didn't take your wallet. He took your princess. He took your joy. Now the princess is lost. Who's the princess? Ah, Esther Amalka. And this will provide for us a bridge to go into this concept of the divine presence, the Shekhinah that Rabbi Nachman talks about so much when he talks about secluded prayer, Yishuv Hadas Bodidus. Repeatedly in his teachings, he talks about the Shekhinah. And we'll talk about this, God willing, after Purim, which will lead into Pesach, which is the time of our emancipation, the redemption. Even though this story happened thousands of years ago, just like we said that the golden calf is the paradigm of missing the mark, so too here in this story, in the days of Mordechai and Esther, the Jewish people missed the mark. Why did the Jewish people deserve this decree of annihilation? Because they partook of this feast of Achashverosh. They were enticed. They said it's all kosher. It's not a political party. It's not a political statement. Don't be so radical, Mordechai. The wine is kosher. It has nothing to do with you being in exile and us celebrating and trying to get you to assimilate to us. We're so happy over here. What is the happiness of this party? The happiness of this party is a celebration of the Jewish people being in exile. What is the culmination of this party? When we take the Jewish princess and we grab her for our queen. She is now the queen of the sign of darkness. We got her. We got your joy, Queen Esther. She's ours. But Mordechai didn't give up. Mordechai saw, just like Moshe by the golden calf, that here lies an opportunity. We're going to get her back. Not only are we going to get her back, we're going to get back all of the lost sparks of holiness. We're going to get back so much joy that this day is going to be a day of joy for all generations. This is the day that's set aside for us to get back all of the lost joy that we lost to the dark side. This is the day we're going to get it all back. How? Through the fooling around and drinking of Purim. In this story, we learn a very important historical fact, and that sheds light on our daily lives. That even when, God forbid, a person loses it, he's enticed, and he goes to the dark side, and they take his joy captive, we see historically that in the end, this turns around. And when it turns around to our benefit. Not only do we get back our joy and our princess, we get back all of the lost sparks that come with it. Yes, sometimes people lose it. Yes, sometimes we become depressed. But if we don't give up, and if we follow the instructions of the tzaddikim, and we simply follow the order, which is the mitzvahs, and we perform them in joy, automatically we get back everything plus. And that's exactly what Reb Nosson says. It's all about performing the mitzvahs with joy. When a person performs the mitzvahs with joy, he merits to the infinite light of the Ein Sof, the infinite light of Hashem. On Purim, before you begin this process of regaining the lost joy, that most auspicious day of the year, what do? You pick up that glass of wine, the first one, and you say the following words, Hashem, I don't know exactly how it works, but I bind myself to the tzaddikim, to Mordechai and Esther, to the holy Ari, to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, all the Hasidic masters that knew these intentions. And I believe with perfect faith that by me dressing up, by me fooling around, by me getting drunk, I'm going to infiltrate the enemy's territory. And I'm going to unlock the lost joy, because specifically the same way I lost it by going down into the theater, going down into the places I shouldn't have been, I'm going there with the intention of getting it all back. I don't know how it works, but I'm binding myself to the tzaddikim, and I believe that automatically I'm going to gain back all of my lost joy. And this is the secret of the Purim feast. And that's why it says in the Mishnah Berurah, why do we do this crazy act of getting drunk? Because it was specifically through getting drunk that the Jewish people lost it, specifically in the same way that we lost it, we're now going to get it back. We're going to, through the wine, through the feasting, through the fooling around, we're going to get it all back. Always stay connected and subscribe now to the Living Aligned podcast.